KTBB News Time 7:02 from the original Evans Air Conditioning and Plumbing News Center. I'm Melissa Kaiser. No traffic issues reported along I-20 between Dallas and Shreveport. Today's the day Cardinals begin meeting to choose a new pope. KTBB's Paul Gleiser is in Rome covering the papal conclave and files this report.
The conclave to elect a new pope officially got underway at 10 o'clock this morning, local time in Rome. It began with a votive mass called Pro Elegendo Romano Pontifice, which means for the election of the Roman Pontiff. At 4:30 in the afternoon local time, 9:30 in the morning in Texas, the 133 cardinal electors will process into the Sistine Chapel, where they will be locked in con chiave, with a key, from which we get the word conclave. A single vote is possible at about noon Texas time. We'll keep you apprised. Our coverage is sponsored by Christus Health, your life, Christus's purpose. Reporting from Vatican City in Rome, I'm Paul Gleiser.
The body of a Brenham girl swept away in flash flooding Monday has been found.
The Brenham Fire Department says 10-year-old Dava Woods was walking home from school Monday afternoon when water started rising around a bridge. Police Lieutenant Stephen Eiler says they sent rescue teams, but 16 other agencies joined in too. Mayor Atwood Conjuras says an officer was even swept away, but he was able to get back to safety. They found the girl's body about 10 a.m. Brenham ISD sent a note to parents at her elementary school asking everyone to keep Woods' family in their prayers, saying they're thankful for first responders and community members who tried to help.
Alan Skaya reporting. Texas teachers caught assisting students in social transitioning their gender could face tough penalties if a bill in the Texas House becomes law.
House Bill 1655, authored by Fort Worth State Rep. Nate Schatzline, would prohibit public school employees from using the names or pronouns the student wishes if it goes against the gender on their birth certificate. Also, not hiding gender identification information from parents.
Schools are not places for secret agendas or social experiments on our kids. They are places for education, not indoctrination.
Powerful testimony coming from Texans on both sides.
Why is my child allowed to change their name at school without parental notification or consent?
Who determines what are boys' names and girls' names?
No child is born in the wrong body.
This bill is another attempt to disappear the trans community.
Schools found in violation could lose state funding.
Chris Fox reporting. There are big changes at the airport starting today, as you just heard on Fox News.
Travelers will need an updated driver's license called the Real ID to get through airport security. So what if you don't have one? Patty Mancha, who's a TSA spokeswoman for Texas, says you'll be hauled out of line for an interview.
This is not a fast process, and it's also not a guaranteed process.
She says it's a lot like a credit check, so if you don't have a Real ID and you need to fly, she says come to the airport even earlier than normal. You can also use a passport, she says.
Michael Board reporting. A Kansas man is accused of stealing a cannon to pay back a drug dealer.
In newly released court documents, 37-year-old Gordon Pierce III tells Wichita police he feared for his life after someone stole meth a drug dealer had given him, and the dealer didn't believe it, threatening to shoot him and his family unless he paid $20,000. An arrest affidavit obtained by KAKE News says Pierce was looking for copper statues to steal for money when he found an 800-pound cannon in a local park last month, eventually dragging it to a friend's garage and cutting it into several pieces, hoping to sell those. But Pierce told police the drug dealer's threats continued, and he ended up at his mother's house feeling helpless. Now he's charged with multiple counts, including theft and aggravated damage to property. Police call the cannon a priceless fixture in the community, gifted to the city in 1900.
Lisa Brady reporting from the original Evans Air Conditioning and Plumbing News Center. I'm Melissa Kaiser.
Thanks, MK, and a good morning to you, East Texas, on this Wednesday, May the 7th. Jeff Rourke here with Melissa Kaiser. Glad to be keeping you company as you make that drive to work this morning. Stay tuned this hour for all the latest in news, sports, and weather, including a report from Paul Gleiser coming up at 7:53 live from Rome at the Papal Conclave. And, of course, we have a weather forecast for you next from meteorologist Braden Seo. KTBB News Time 7:06.
You're replacing the fence at your home and the city wants to see a survey for the permit.
Call 7R Surveying of Tyler.
You're buying property and the bank wants a land title survey.
Call 7R Surveying of Tyler.
You're ready to begin construction on your property and you need construction staking.
Call 7R Surveying of Tyler.
Your home, the family farm, the land you're developing, these are big assets. To maximize them, the first step is to know exactly what you have. 7R Surveying is a locally owned professional land surveying firm based in Tyler with a focus on East Texas. 7R Surveying is expert in subdivision design, farm and ranch surveys, corner marking, land title surveys, topographical surveys, and much more. With 7R Surveying, you get local expertise and fast turnaround. Know what you have. Call 7R Surveying. See them online at the numeral 7rsurvey.com. 7rsurvey.com. Texas firm number 101-94919.
Until the temperature is right and the humidity is right, the air in your home isn't truly conditioned.
You know, your air conditioner, when it's 95 or 100 outside, that air conditioner is running most of the day.
Rick Thrasher owns RES Air Conditioning.
He's doing a really great job of dehumidifying the air because it's running and removing moisture. But what happens at 75, once that system cycles off, moisture continues to build in East Texas. The new tighter built homes almost require a whole house dehumidifier to control humidity in all different weather conditions. Keep that humidity level where it needs to be 24/7.
Beyond merely getting the air in your home to the right temperature, RES Air Conditioning gets the air in your home to the right level of comfort. RES Air Conditioning is a train comfort specialist, and we all know it's hard to stop a train. See them online at resairconditioning.net. Texas license TACLA 11289E.
Let's talk a little bit about home cooking. The good thing about home cooking is it's typically delicious. The bad thing is you got to get out grandma's recipe book. Next thing you know, you're looking for coriander. That's why I go to Daniel Boone's Grill and Tavern. At Daniel Boone's, we'll feed you and feed you good.
KTVB News Time 7:08. Let's get the latest on the weather now from meteorologist Braden Seo.
As we go through the day today, we'll see plenty of cloud cover across East Texas. Hit or miss storms, certainly a possibility through the afternoon, although not nearly as widespread as what we saw for our Tuesday. We'll see high temperatures climb to near 80 degrees during the afternoon. Lows tonight will fall into the lower 60s with a hit or miss storm possible through the overnight as well. On Thursday, again, a stray shower or storm possible during the afternoon as highs climb into the upper 70s with more rain chances a little bit higher on Friday, but still we'll be looking at a lot less coverage than what we saw on our Tuesday. Then as we go into Mother's Day weekend, a completely different forecast. We're going to have lots of sunshine, temperatures warming into those upper 70s. So if you have any outdoor plans, looks like a fantastic weekend to get out and celebrate all those moms across East Texas. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK meteorologist Braden Seo.
Thanks, Braden. Folks, it is 62 degrees over Tyler Area Chamber of Commerce, 64 degrees over Longview Chamber of Commerce, and 62 at KTBB. The headlines with Melissa coming up next, KTBB News Time 710.
Living in rural East Texas is great, but weather is unpredictable. It can be particularly scary if you live outside of town. But gas and supply can take some of that worry away with propane. Propane will be there when you need it. It's safe, efficient, clean, and in most cases, less expensive. Most of all, you can count on it in bad weather. Gas and supply is all over East Texas in Tyler, Longview, Mineola, Jacksonville, Henderson, Campbell, and Canton. Gas and supply is also the welding headquarters in East Texas. It's the best stop for all equipment and supplies. How does gas and supply save you money on propane? They refill by the gallon and not the cylinder. You buy what you need without having to buy the whole cylinder. Think propane, and remember, American and locally owned gas and supply to keep your rural home or business running even when our weather turns nasty. Gas and supply for propane, welding supplies, and now hand tools, hardware, and more. Close to you in 7 East Texas cities and online at gasandsupply.com. That's gasandsupply.com.
You know, our smartphones are great for capturing photos and videos of our lives, storing them in the cloud for easy access in the palm of our hands. But what about your memories from decades ago? Maybe you thought of shipping off your old videotapes, photographs, or other media out of state to one of the large transfer houses that had popped up over the last few years. The question is, why? For over 20 years, Tyler Digital Memories has been preserving your old movie reels, videotapes, slides, and photos to digital formats you can enjoy and share. And in most cases, their all-inclusive pricing is as good or better than the out-of-state shops. Tyler Digital Memories can transfer your old movie reel starting at just $8.50 per reel. Photos are just 39 cents each and slides 59 cents. So why pay more somewhere else and go through the hassle of shipping your media to another state? Give Tyler Digital Memories a try. Check them out in their new location in the Green Acres Shopping Village or online at tylerdigitalmemories.com. That's tylerdigitalmemories.com.
At Heaton Eye Associates, cataract surgery is about your choices. We're proud to offer the Light Adjustable Lens, which allows you to choose your vision after cataract surgery. You can partner with your surgeon and test drive your vision through non-invasive UV light adjustments, giving you the power to fully customize your perfect vision. Expert care is close to home, and our experienced team of surgeons have helped tens of thousands of East Texans see better over the past 40 years. Call today or visit HeatonEye.com to take our cataract quiz to see what lens options might be right for you. That's HeatonEye.com.
KTVB News Time 7:12, 64 degrees in Longview, 62 degrees right now in Tyler, and a good Wednesday morning to you, East Texas. We're glad you're here. Melissa, what's coming up in news?
World shares are mixed ahead of the Federal Reserve's decision on interest rates. Asian shares mostly gained after the U.S. and China announced they will hold trade talks in Switzerland later this week. President Trump teasing a major announcement ahead of his visit to the Middle East next week. The Homeland Security Secretary testified Tuesday before a House Appropriations Subcommittee. The mayor of Newark, New Jersey, wants to shut down an ICE detention center in his city. Five people have been arrested after a deadly smuggling incident off the Pacific coast, and dozens of people are out of their Florida high-rise after a structural crack was found in a support beam. I'm Melissa Kaiser.
I'll have your sports next. KTBB News Time 7:13.
Welcome to Office True or False, the exciting game about small business sponsored by Budget Business Systems, your East Texas Kyocera copier dealer. Let's get started. True or false? All office copiers break down a lot.
True.
Oh, false. Kyocera was named 2025 to 2027 most reliable A3 brand by Keypoint Intelligence. Question two. Copier service calls go to a call center in another country.
True.
False. For more than 40 years, Budget Business Systems has answered service calls right here in East Texas. Final question. If you're in a bad copier lease, you're just stuck.
False.
Correct. Budget Business Systems can get you out of your bad lease and into a Kyocera copier. Kyocera, the most dependable copier brand. Call Budget Business Systems for a no-obligation quote on a Kyocera copier. Visit bbs-tx.com. Your East Texas Kyocera dealer, Budget Business Systems.
Want to know where your kids are and who they're hanging out with? Easy. Put a pool in your backyard.
So whenever you have that stage in life where you have children at home, what's great about having a pool is everybody comes to your house.
Stacy Wilson, owner of Azalea Pools.
You are the fun house. You're the house that everybody wants to come to. And so it's a little bit easier to keep track of what's going on with the kids and their friends because they're having all their fun in your backyard.
A backyard pool is more than just a place to swim. It's a magnet for the people you love and the experiences you treasure.
It's so much fun, and the memories will last forever. The kids aren't home forever to create those memories.
Memories that are made in your backyard begin with a call to Azalea Pools. Azalea Pools Outdoor Living Design Centers are on Highway 110 North, a mile west of Toll 49, and in Flint on FM 2493, a mile south of Toll 49. See them online at azaleapools.com.
For primary care or urgent care, remember Total Point Healthcare in the Tyler Longview area. No appointment needed or waiting. Total Point accepts most insurance, but also offers a membership self-pay program. 50% off through May 31st. Code KTBB50, TotalPointCare.com.
KTVB News Time 7:15, 62 degrees. Time now for sports, brought to you by Montrose Concrete. The second leg of horse racing's Triple Crown will be missing one of the sport's stars.
Horse racing fans will have to wait until next year for a chance to witness history. Sovereignty, the winner of last weekend's Kentucky Derby, will not run in the Preakness Stakes, officials announced Tuesday. Trainer Bill Mott told Preakness officials the plan was for Sovereignty to enter the Belmont Stakes, the third leg of the Triple Crown, which will take place on June 7th at Saratoga Racecourse. It's the first time the Kentucky Derby winner will not race in the Preakness since Rich Strike in 2022.
Joe Morgan with that report. A grieving mother turning her sadness into a positive effort.
Just over 8 months since her sons, hockey players Johnny and Matthew Gaudreau, were killed while riding bicycles, hit by a motor vehicle driven by a man charged with DUI and manslaughter, Jane Gaudreau is healing through helping others at the school where she works and where her mother worked, Archbishop Damiano, a special needs school in Westville, New Jersey. Jane Gaudreau helped create a 5K run to raise funds for a new playground for 125 students at the school, where both Johnny and Maddie volunteered, as did their sisters. The 5K set for May 31st near a hockey rink where her sons used to play.
I'm just hoping that, you know, that the boys were going to be looking down and just be so happy that, you know, we're doing something like this in their honor, and I think they'll be proud.
Jane Gaudreau with Fox 29 in Philadelphia.
And that is Jared Max. The NBA playoffs rolled on last night. Normally, when your star player scores 48 points, the game is locked up, but not the case for the Cavaliers.
4 seconds to go. Halliburton for three! Three ball! Indiana by
one. 1 1/10 seconds to go. Inbound. Merrill didn't get it off.
And Aaron Nesmith and Miles Turner each posting 23 points. The Pacers overcame a big night from Donovan Mitchell. Indiana got close late, then won it on a Tyrese Halliburton three-pointer in the final seconds, as you just heard. Final score, 120-119, as the Pacers lead now 2-0. The Warriors in the other game lost Steph Curry in the second quarter to a hamstring injury, but others stepped up. Buddy Hield led with 24 points, and Golden State took game one, 99-88. The Rangers piled up the hits in Boston.
Here's the pitch to Adolis, and there's a high fly ball to center, deep enough to score the run. Over from right, it is Abreu who makes the catch. He's got the stronger arm. Jogging home is Peterson. Simeon holds it first, and the Rangers lead it 3-0.
That was part of a five-run fourth inning for Texas. Starter Nathan Eovaldi fans 7 over 6 innings. Texas beat the Red Sox 6-1. In Milwaukee, the Brewers topped the Astros 4-3. Stars and Jets play game one of the second round tonight on the Winnipeg ice. Your Money Now is next. KTBB News Time 718.
Sure, you can clean your home yourself, but when is that going to happen?
I think that people now are busier than we've ever been.
That's Natalie Dawson. She owns the Maids in Tyler.
We have different things pulling us in different directions all day long.
A clean home without the hassle of having to clean it.
And you can just envision coming home to a clean kitchen, a clean bathroom, and we try to get the smallest details, the things that you don't even know that need to be cleaned.
We love our pets, but our pets have hair.
We make sure that we get dog hair, cat hair, whatever it is, from under furniture. Your home will be cleaned to a level of perfection because we're sending out highly trained professional house cleaners.
Call the Maids in Tyler once and your house will get clean. Have them come regularly and it will stay clean. The Maids in Tyler. Get a no obligation quote at maids.com. Maids.com. The Maids in Tyler. A clean home. A happy you.
Hey, girl.
Hi there.
It's your radio buddy, Jimmy Failla, and I am not just riding along with you when you're in the car or sitting there at work, but even when you're at home, too. You can just say, Alexa, play KTBB.
Playing KTBB.
It is that easy. You just got to yell her name and tell her what to do, and she's good like that. I'm still trying to get some horse racing tips out of her, but let's just train her to listen to my radio show first.
KTBB on Alexa is powered by the Patio Center at East Texas Brick. Don't just reside, thrive.
So hot, you can fry an egg on the sidewalk.
That heat's not staying outside either. Lots of people are going to struggle staying cool, especially when it gets super hot.
There's a simple fix, Brandy.
A Bannister AC tune-up
turns your home into a cool oasis. Your AC will blow cooler and spend a lot less energy, too.
So what's the cost for this cool and comfy retreat?
Just $69.
No better way to beat the heat.
Comes with our breakdown-free guarantee.
BannisterPlumbing.com.
From the Total Point Healthcare Studio, Your Money Now is next. 62 degrees, KTBB News Time, 720.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Investors are gearing up for the Fed's interest rate decision slated for today at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Fed funds futures are pricing in a nearly 97% likelihood that the central bank holds interest rates steady. That's according to CME's FedWatch tool. The Walt Disney Company announced that it has reached an agreement with immersive destination and experiences company Miral to bring a park and resort to Yas Island in the United Arab Emirates. This will be Disney's seventh theme park resort, and it will be fully developed and built by Miral. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau said it will stop enforcing a Biden-era rule treating buy-now, pay-later firms like credit card lenders. The agency cited a need to focus on resources on pressing threats to consumers, especially service members, veterans, and small businesses. Futures are moderately higher as U.S.-China trade talks begin. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials lost 389, the NASDAQ down 154. That's your money now.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with iZurvey, you can
slow it down and get it going slower.
iZurvey slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. iZurvey, or Avastin Captid Pagel, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. today. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZurvey.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Hi, Bill Coates. Summer's here, but how are you going to keep up if low testosterone levels are draining your energy? Testosterone replacement therapy, or TRT, with Low T Center. Online TRT services might seem convenient, but often you end up spending hundreds of dollars on unreliable test kits, then waiting days for lab results before you even know if you qualify. They say you meet with a doctor, but sometimes you don't even see a person on the screen. Do you feel comfortable trusting your health to a chat? Low T Center has been changing patients' lives for over 15 years. Treatments start with an in-person consultation. There's never been a better time to start TRT than right now with a free consultation and a free T-test. With a convenient location on Old Jacksonville Highway in Tyler, you can be seen by one of Low T's health professionals and get started right away. Low T Center gives you the power to take control of your health in the center or professionally monitored custom dosing for home treatments. And for those of you guys looking to lose a few pounds, Low T Center has got that covered too with prescription weight loss. Free B12 shot on the same day. Most major insurance accepted. Offer is limited, so go right now to fixmylowt.com to book an appointment.
KTBB News Time, 7:23, 64 degrees in Longview, 62 in Tyler.
The Justice Department announces the largest fentanyl bust in U.S. history.
The bust included DEA agents seizing 41 firearms, 75 pounds of methamphetamine, 4.5 kilos of heroin, 7.5 kilos of cocaine, and millions of fentanyl pills.
3 million pills going on our streets. 3 million pills, the streets of our country, laced with fentanyl, labeled as oxycodone.
The operation spanning from Arizona, Oregon, Colorado, Utah, Nevada, and New Mexico.
16 individuals have been arrested, including the alleged leader, Heriberto Salazar Amaya, an illegal alien from Mexico with two prior removals and direct ties to the Mexican cartel.
U.S. Attorney Ryan Ellison. The individuals face charges including conspiracy and distribution.
Kristen Goodwin reporting. Some counties in Texas say they're seeing a night and day difference in the way immigration is being handled at the border. But Terrell County Sheriff Thaddeus Cleveland tells Fox more technology and more manpower is needed.
Striker units are deployed in Terrell County. We've got a couple of them, and they have radars and cameras as well. And those are placed in locations that Border Patrol doesn't have technology. So it's filling the gap still. But again, no matter how much technology you have, if you don't have a man or a woman to go out there and make that arrest, the technology is going to be useless.
About 10,000 U.S. troops were stationed at the U.S. southern border after President Trump declared a national emergency there. Texas Senator Ted Cruz is backing cuts to public media.
Cruz joked in a hearing this week that PBS used tax dollars to produce a documentary called Racist Trees. And when it comes to NPR, the Texas Republican says they took millions in earmarked donations from left-wing mega donors.
After receiving those donations, NPR churned out content precisely mirroring its donors' agendas.
The CEOs of both NPR and PBS said they're looking into options to challenge President Trump, who's using executive order to cut their funding. That could include a lawsuit.
Michael Board reporting, the Texas Attorney General says his office has resolved a lawsuit with the North Texas School District.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says his office has resolved the lawsuit with the Coppell ISD after the district took measures to make sure that critical race theory won't be taught in classrooms. Paxton sued the district in March to stop the district from teaching what he calls unlawful critical race theory. Paxton says the district disavowed the teaching and committed it will not be taught anywhere in the district. Paxton says Coppell ISD made the right decision by working with his office on the issue.
Stephen Pickering reporting, the Supreme Court is allowing President Trump's administration to enforce a ban on transgender people in the military while legal challenges proceed. The Defense Department said Tuesday that officials are determining the next steps. From the original Evans Air Conditioning and Plumbing News Center, I'm Melissa Kaiser, KTBB News Time, 7:26.
Hey you!
Yes?
Did you just fill that huge commercial truck with gas?
Yeah.
Then why are you smiling? That's so expensive!
Oh, well, with my Southside Bank business credit card, we can get up to 3% cash back on eligible net business purchases.
What? How do I apply for that?
Southsidebank.com/business credit card. Happy travels.
The creditor and issuer of these cards is Elan Financial Services. Southside Bank, member FDIC.
Sure, you can get something framed at the chain store,
But what's missing?
I think the biggest factor there is expertise.
Certified picture framer Tricia Pottinger owns Tricia's Rose City Framing.
The second biggest factor would be care for your item. We treat it as if it was ours.
If it's a memory or a moment that matters, you should frame it so it will last a lifetime.
I am a certified picture framer, which means the industry of picture framing has said I know what I'm doing. Every single piece that comes in has a story to it, and you want to share that story in a way that the integrity of the piece is maintained.
Photographs, paintings, diplomas, sports jerseys, military decorations. With professional custom framing, they all tell a story. Tricia's Rose City Framing has the expertise and the certification of the Professional Picture Framers Association. Tricia's Rose City Framing is in Tyler on Shelley Drive. Learn more online at rosecityframing.com.
I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. On September 12, 1787, at the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia, the Committee of Style, which had been appointed 4 days earlier, submitted its work for consideration. The committee's charge had been to distill the convention's deliberations into a final document, superseding prior drafts. One of the most significant changes occurred right up front. A much less lengthy preamble was written, almost certainly by Gouverneur Morris, which said in part,
"We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, do ordain and establish this Constitution of the United States of America."
The lead is significant. Prior drafts had read, "We, the people of," and then listed the 13 states. Those drafts gave sovereign power to the people, but only through the agency of their respective states. The people were elevated under Gouverneur Morris's preamble. The country was to be a union of states, but a nation of people. And it was the people who were to be sovereign. People make all the difference in a business organization and a career. Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance is looking for the right people to join them in the areas of sales, commercial insurance account management, accounting, and claims adjudication. To explore opportunities for a thriving career with an industry-leading organization, visit HibbsHallmark.com and click on the Careers tab.
KTBB News Time, 729, 62 degrees. Melissa, what do you have on the other side of the news?
Well, body cam footage from police in Springfield Township, Ohio, Monday evening going viral after an officer pulled a woman over and told her she had a warrant out for her arrest. According to TMZ, after putting her in cuffs, the cop goes back to the car and finds a raccoon sitting in the front seat, hands wrapped around a glass cylinder. Now, the officer claims it's a meth pipe. A person standing nearby tries to take it from the little rascal. She doesn't want him to have it, she says, but the cop grabs her arm and says it's evidence while he tries to coax it away from the critter. He takes away one pipe, but the raccoon, who cops say is named Chewy, grabs another and puts it to his lips like he plans on smoking it. Now, cops search the vehicle and claim to have allegedly found a bulk amount of methamphetamine, crack cocaine, and three used glass meth pipes. The woman cops arrested, 55-year-old Victoria Vidal, has been charged with possession of drugs and possession of drug paraphernalia. Cops are reaching out to the proper authorities to determine if Victoria had the right paperwork to keep Chewy as a pet.
Now, I got to say, as a former scoutmaster in the Boy Scouts, I've got a lot of experience with raccoons. I'm not surprised that some of them might be high.
Really? Wow. News brought to you by Gray's Home Fashion Gallery. Let your personal elegance speak through the rooms of your home. Visit graystyler.com. Let them showcase your style at 62 degrees at 7:30.
News. I'm CJ Papa. The mass for the 133 Catholic cardinals earlier at St. Peter's Basilica will soon be sequestered inside Sistine Chapel until the group elects a new pope. Cardinal Giovanni Battista Re is dean of the College of Cardinals and runs the election of the pontiff.
Let us pray that the Holy Spirit, who in the last 100 years has given us a series of truly holy and great pontiffs, will give us a new pope according to God's heart for the good of the church and of humanity.
The cardinal threw an interpreter just ahead of the conclave. President Trump teasing a big reveal.
We're going to have a very, very big announcement to make.
That's when he travels next week to Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and Qatar. America's listening to Fox News.
K KTBB News Time 7:31, temperature 62 degrees.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, homeowners, criminals are targeting your equity, so you need to check your home's title right now. Just use promo code BILL at HomeTitleLock.com to get a free title history report, plus a free 14-day trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 title monitoring, urgent alerts, and if fraud should happen, they will spend up to $1 million to fix it. So please go to HomeTitleLock.com, use promo code BILL today. On this Wednesday, we all pay taxes, so our elected officials will have money to protect us and solve problems. That's Civics 101. But you may have noticed that few schools teach civics any longer. Certainly the politicians have noticed. My current take is that the Democrats really are not trying to solve difficult situations. They are solely interested in opposing Trump. Here are some questions to back my assertion up. What is the Democrats' solution to the $37 trillion debt? To illegal drugs being smuggled in from Mexico? To ending the wars in Ukraine and Gaza? To the yearly $1 trillion trade deficit? To preventing Iran from building nuclear weapons? To the exploding cost of health care? What are the Democrats putting forth to solve any of those problems? Well, President Biden had no specific plans to improve any of those things, and it looks like his party is carrying on Joe's tradition right now. Maybe I missed the Democratic-sponsored legislation on the Hill, but I doubt it. It is much easier to oppose solutions from anybody, especially the Trump administration, rather than proposing your own solutions. Right, Democrats? Back after this. Take your health into your own hands with All Family Pharmacy. They have more than 200 medications, including ivermectin. Forget waiting rooms, pharmacy lines. Just order online and get delivery straight to your door. More than 100,000 Americans trust All Family Pharmacy, and you should too. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/bill. Use promo code BILL10 for 10% off. That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
Hi, I'm Bert Newts with Athens Tractor and Equipment, your local Kubota dealer. We've been selling and servicing your equipment for over 20 years. Come see us during Kubota Orange Days to see our full line of Kubota compact tractors, zero-turn mowers, RTVs, construction equipment, and hay tools. For all your jobs, Kubota is known for reliability. Stop in or check us out online at AthensTractor.com. Voted best place to buy farm equipment in Henderson County.
Texas storms don't play nice. Get $500 off a Generac generator today. Call 903-204-7950. That's 903-204-7950. Evans Air and Electric. Find them online at evansair.net. KTVB News Time 735, 62 degrees. Time for the news with Melissa Kaiser.
No traffic delays reported this morning along I-20 in East Texas. The Texas Department of Public Safety is offering a reward for information leading to an arrest in a 2013 murder near Hallsville.
On October 7, 2013, the body of 51-year-old Lillian Dekutu was found near FM 450 ramp going onto Interstate 20 just south of Hallsville. Now, according to state troopers, she had been sexually assaulted, beaten, and strangled. They are offering a $6,000 reward to anybody who sends them information leading to the arrest of the person or people responsible for her death.
Our news partner, KETK's Nolan Hoffman. Measles cases in Texas have topped the 700 mark as the state reported 19 more confirmed cases this week.
That is a total of 702 cases that have been reported statewide since the outbreak began in West Texas in January. The good news from the Texas Department of State Health Services is that only 1% or fewer than 10 of the confirmed cases are actively infectious. Two children who were not vaccinated have died from the virus in the past months. 91 people were sick enough to be hospitalized.
Eric Bushman reporting, police in Fort Worth say they've cleared up a backlog of untested rape kits.
Texas state law requires sexual assault evidence kits to be processed within 90 days. Last year, the Fort Worth Police Department had nearly 900 evidence kits from sexual assault cases that were overdue. The police department hired more crime lab analysts and outsourced other evidence kits to the Tarrant County Medical Examiner's Office. They say that in addition to clearing the backlog, the crime lab now has the necessary staff to process all sexual assault kits.
Stephen Pickering reporting, this year's Texas legislative session has put a spotlight on public education.
There's now growing support for a bill that mandates the teaching about the evils of communism in history classes. State Rep. Jeff Leach says kids will be taught about the oppression that happens under a communist regime,
paired with a comparison to American principles preventing ideological indoctrination.
His bill orders the State Board of Education to include a comprehensive education on the history, tactics, and consequences of communism. It would start in fourth grade. It's already passed in the state Senate, where Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick made it a priority issue.
Michael, bored with that report, and an iconic weight loss business has filed for bankruptcy.
WW International, formerly known as Weight Watchers, whose dieting and wellness programs were once a big part of America's fitness culture, has filed for bankruptcy. This after the pervasive use of weight loss drugs like Ozempic upended its business model. Weight Watchers has been offering meds through the company's clinical business, but it hasn't grown fast enough to offset the decline in subscriptions to its key programs. Weight Watchers also has struggled amid an environment of free fitness apps and advice from social media influencers. Weight Watchers CEO said filing for bankruptcy will cut debt and help free up cash flow so it can innovate and compete.
Hillary Barsky with that report. From the original Evans Air Conditioning and Plumbing News Center, I'm Melissa Kaiser.
It's a busy world with important events affecting life here in East Texas.
Get the most up-to-date news, sports, and weather
right here at KTBB. We're live, we're local, and committed to you.
Your only local news radio.
KTBB and KTBB.com.
Folks, no matter where you drive, you're never out of range of KTBB with the KTBB mobile app. It is free for Apple and Android. Brought to you by ETR Air Conditioning and Heating. ETR and Train have your back. Stay tuned for a complete update on the weather that is coming your way next. KTBB News Time, 7:39.
Remember, friends, that if your ring gets too tight on your finger or too loose, we can size it to fit just right. I've had folks tell me they quit wearing beautiful rings they own because they didn't fit anymore. When I would suggest getting those rings sized, they were surprised that there was such a simple fix. I'm Judy of Jim's Jewelers. If your ring doesn't fit, don't put it in a drawer or a jewelry box where it might sit for years. Bring it in to us and we'll size it for you. It usually takes just a few days. If it's too tight, we'll add a little gold to make it larger. If it's too loose, we'll take a bit of gold off to make it smaller. And when you get your ring back, it will be polished and bright. It'll look brand new to you. The cost, well, it starts around $55. For sizing, for watch batteries, for any repairs, and yes, for diamonds too, come see us. We'll take care of you like nobody's business except ours. Check us out on our website at jimsjewelers.com or come and see us at 2009 Old Troop Highway in Tyler.
Texas Document Solutions.
It's your business and you're in charge. Getting the right document imaging technology to the right people in the right department is critical, and nobody does it better than Texas Document Solutions. Then there's service. It's even more critical. And again, it's your business. You're in charge. When you have a document imaging technology issue, you need it resolved quickly. And quick is exactly what happens when you call Texas Document Solutions. Their technicians are local, they're prompt, and they have the expertise to keep your document imaging technology moving forward. So just know, when you're in charge and choose Sharp Copier printers from Texas Document Solutions, you've chosen a local company that cares about you, your business, and your team. Sharp and Texas Document Solutions. Less stress, more peace of mind. Call 903-509-9900.
Texas Document Solutions.
903-509-9900.
Do you have a metal roof? Do you want one? At Cables Roofing, we do all types of metal roofing. For a true lifetime roof system, call with confidence. Call Cables. CablesRoofing.com.
KTBB News Time 7:41. Time for a look at our weather forecast with meteorologist Braden Seo.
A good Wednesday morning to you, East Texas. Today is going to be a lot less active than what we saw for our Tuesday. We'll still see some storms as we go into this afternoon, but not nearly as much as we did for our Tuesday. And then we'll see those high temperatures climb to near 80 degrees. Lots of clouds expected through the day. Winds will be from the southeast at about 5 miles per hour. Overnight tonight, our low temperatures will fall into the lower 60s with lots of cloud cover still expected. And then on Thursday, hit or miss storms possible during the afternoon under partly cloudy skies, highs in the upper 70s to near 80, and winds will now be from the north at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. And then more storms are possible on Friday, again, hit or miss during the afternoon. Then Mother's Day weekend is shaping up to be pretty pleasant. Lots of sunshine, highs in the upper 70s, so things are going to be pretty nice for our weekend. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK meteorologist Braden Seo.
Thanks, Braden. Folks, a bit of fog in some areas here in East Texas this morning. It is 64 degrees over Pizza King, 62 degrees over Bruno's Pizza, and 62 at KTBB. World Wednesday trivia coming up next. It's geography, so get your atlas ready. KTBB News Time 7:43.
Yes, we've already had severe spring weather, and yes, the power went out here at KTBB, but if you were listening, you didn't notice. Hi, this is Paul Gleiser. When the power failed here at KTBB, we rocked right along because we have a Generac automatic standby generator from Generator Supercenter in Tyler. The same can be true at your home. The power is going to go out, you just don't know when or for how long. But it doesn't really matter because when the power does fail, your Generac automatic standby generator will come right on. No sweltering in the dark for you, your AC will keep running, your lights will stay on, your life will go on. Generator Supercenter in Tyler can install a Generac automatic standby generator at your home at a price that you can afford, and they'll help you line up easy financing. That's why Generator Supercenter is the number one Generac generator dealer in the nation. Generator Supercenter is on the Southwest Loop in Tyler. They're online at GeneratorSupercenter.com. The nation's number one Generac generator dealer, Generator Supercenter.
When Jersey Mike's gives a sub some sizzle, the hot grill is the way. Every cheesesteak we make starts fresh, made to order atop a sizzling hot flat top grill. The right way. The way meat, cheese, and peppers are prepared their piping hot best. It's the way Jersey Mike's has been doing it all along. Because when you're making a cheesesteak, a sizzling flat top grill is really the only way. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
For primary care or urgent care, remember Total Point Healthcare in the Tyler Longview area. No appointment needed or waiting. Total Point accepts most insurance, but also offers a membership self-pay program. 50% off through May 31st. Code KTBB50, TotalPointCare.com.
KTBB News Time, 7:44, 62 degrees. Time now for World Wednesday Trivia. You can win a free gift card from Jersey Mike's Subs, a sub above. One winner per household every 60 days. We're looking for the first caller with the right answer. 903-593-5822. 903-593-5822. And here is your question. After Brazil, what's the second largest South American country by area? After Brazil, what's the second largest South American country by area? We are ready for your call. Good luck. And taking a look at sports, with the U.S., Mexico, and Canada hosting the 2026 World Cup, President Trump yesterday announced a FIFA task force and touted efforts to boost security.
Any money that's spent will make up manyfold in terms of all of the economic development. These events, especially what we're talking, and you have FIFA and then you have the Olympics.
President Trump at the White House. The U.S. last hosted the World Cup in 1994. We will host the Summer Olympics in L.A. in 2028. The Cleveland Cavaliers down by two games now to the Indiana Pacers in the second round of the NBA playoffs.
The Cleveland Cavaliers held a 7-point lead over the Indiana Pacers with under a minute remaining in Game 2 of their second round playoff series. And somehow, the Cavs lost. After getting an offensive rebound off of his own missed free throw, Pacers guard Tyrese Halliburton drilled a go-ahead three with 1 second remaining, and Indiana stunned Cleveland 120-119. The Pacers have won the first two games of a playoff series on the road for the first time since 1994. Donovan Mitchell had 48 points for the shorthanded Cavaliers, who were without Evan Mobley, the NBA Defensive Player of the Year, Darius Garland, and DeAndre Hunter.
That is Joe Morgan. In last night's other game, the Warriors lost Steph Curry to a hamstring injury in the second quarter against the Timberwolves. Buddy Hield, though, took up right where he left off.
Crossover dribble, chest pass to Hield. He's open for three. Bang!
scoring, Buddy Love. Another big bucket for Buddy Love, and the Warriors back up by 12. He's got 24 points.
And the Warriors went on to win it 99-88. The Texas Rangers visited the Red Sox last night.
And the pitch, and there's a line drive right center, base hit for Smith. It's 5-0 as Carter's home. Heim around to third base on that solid single.
After scoring a run in the first, Texas put up five more in the fourth inning. Nathan Eovaldi was solid through six, striking out seven, holding the Bo Sox to a single run. The bullpen closed it out, and the Rangers claimed the opener 6-1. In Milwaukee, the Brewers scored all their runs in the first frame, including a Jake Bowers two-run homer. Houston starter Hayden Wesneski allowed five hits over four innings before being chased. Astros infielder Brendan Rodgers has struggled at the plate, but he broke through last night in the seventh inning with a three-run homer. That was it for the Astros offense, though. Milwaukee won it 4-3 to lock up the series. The Astros tried to avoid the sweep this afternoon. Your Money Now is next. KTBB News Time 7:47.
The National Alliance on Mental Illness reminds you that May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Specifically, May 4th through 11th is Tardive Dyskinesia Awareness Week. So what is it? Tardive dyskinesia is an involuntary movement disorder characterized by uncontrollable movements of the face, torso, limbs, toes, or fingers. Those living with tardive dyskinesia, or TD, may often feel judged and ashamed, creating a sense of worry, isolation, and stigma. Symptoms can sometimes be caused by certain medications, but there is help available. Talk to your healthcare provider about routine screenings for movement disorders like tardive dyskinesia.
This is Kathy Reif with the Tyler affiliate of the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We'd love to be a help to you. Visit us online at namitylor.org. That's namitylor.org. Or call us at 903-308-0200. That's 903-308-0200.
Hi, it's Paul Gleiser. I'm with Jose Feliciano, CEO of Feliciano Financial Group in Tyler. Jose, I've heard you say that with the right kind of planning, one and one isn't two, it's 11. Tell us what you mean.
You know, when people really work together collaboratively, it's amazing how you can play on each other's strengths. It's kind of infinite intelligence. You know, if we could do this, we could do this. If we could do this, we could do this. And so if you compare it back to when your visions are clear, your decisions are easy. When you know the house that you want in life, it's easier to get the painters and the plumbers and the roofers and electricians to work together to make that a reality. What we've developed here is a team of specialists that help you get to where you want to be for the reasons that are important to you.
Thanks, Jose. With the right team of experts working for you, the total of their efforts on your behalf can be greater than the sum of the parts. To find out more, sit down with the team at Feliciano Financial for a no-cost consultation. They're online at FelicianoFinancial.com. Investment advisory services offered through Lion Street Advisors, LLC. FelicianoFinancial.com.
Congratulations, Hans Gruber of Longview, our trivia winner this morning, taking home a free gift card from Jersey Mike Subs, a sub above. All right, so after Brazil, what's the second largest South American country by area? It is, of course, Argentina, which covers a million square miles, about four times the size of Texas. 47 million people live there. By the way, famous Argentine First Lady Eva Perón was born on today's date in 1919. Also on this date, a big one for music, 1824, Beethoven's Symphony No. 9 debuted. 1840, Tchaikovsky was born. Also 1915, the Lusitania sunk by the Germans. 1945, Nazi Germany surrendered. 1984, Vietnam vets won an Agent Orange settlement. In 2004, the term microplastics was first used. 62 degrees in Tyler, 64 degrees in Longview. Stay tuned for Your Money Now coming up next. KTBB News Time, 7:50.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Chainalysis said 58 wallets have made over $10 million each from President Trump's meme coin, totaling $1.1 billion in profits. Meanwhile, 764,000 wallets of mostly small holders have lost money on the meme coin. That's according to the firm. AMD has reported first fiscal quarter earnings that topped expectations and provided a strong guide for current quarter revenue. The company's data center segment, including AI graphics and central processor sales, topped estimates and rose 57%. AMD's forecast also included $800 million in costs because the U.S. limited the export of some of the company's artificial intelligence chips during the quarter. Electronic Arts posted stronger than expected fiscal fourth quarter earnings. The video game maker said it expects bookings to range between $7.6 billion and $8 billion for fiscal 2026. CEO Andrew Wilson said EA's FC and college football games contributed to a strong year of bookings. Futures are moderately higher. That's Your Money Now.
Are you living with dry AMD?
If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with IZERVAY, you can
slow it down and get it going slower.
IZERVAY slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. IZERVAY, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
At Expo Home Improvement, they've specialized in window replacement and bathroom remodels since 2006. They understand what products are right for our Texas climate better than the national chains. You'll love their team's respect for your space and their commitment to exceptional craftsmanship. This month, save 50% off installation, plus enjoy no payments or interest for 12 months with approved credit. Don't wait. Call Expo Home Improvement today or visit expohomeimprovement.com to learn more. That's expohomeimprovement.com.
Want to save time and get where you're going faster, smoother, and easier? Take Toll 49 from Southern Smith County near White House to Northern Smith County near Lyndale. Want to save time and money? Get a tag at netrma.org to pay your toll. Drive with a tag and you'll pay less each time you use Toll 49, and you'll never make a payment by mail again. So to save time, drive Toll 49. To save time and money, get a tag at netrma.org. netrma.org.
KTBB News Time, 7:53, 62 degrees in Tyler, 64 in Longview, and 69 degrees at the Vatican in Rome, Italy, where KTBB's Paul Gleiser, through the marvel of modern technology, joins us live. Chief, day one of the papal conclave, set the scene for us.
Well, okay, Jeff, let me just kind of bring you here. You hear this recording from earlier today. That's from the Pro Elegendo Romano Pontifice Mass, which was celebrated this morning about 10 o'clock local time. This is where the cardinal electors celebrate a Mass to get themselves in the proper spiritual frame of mind to begin a conclave to elect a new pope. When they were finished with that, they broke for lunch. In about an hour and a half, there will be a processional to the sound of the Litany of the Saints, which is a Catholic tradition where the name of each saint is sung, followed by Ora Pro Nobis, pray for us. During the Litany of the Saints, the cardinal electors will process into the Sistine Chapel, and they will be locked in, and they will begin the process of voting. Now, it is possible that they will hold a ballot this afternoon. That has happened the past two conclaves when I was here. The cardinal electors vote. I think they vote, my assessment is they vote in the room just to get some idea of where we are. I mean, does anybody have any sort of momentum? Is there any sort of critical mass behind one guy that's evident? They hold a vote this afternoon. Extremely unlikely that it would be a successful vote and a pope would be selected. Possible, but unlikely. So then, we will be watching for what I think will be the black smoke. It'll be the first smoke we see from the famous Sistine Chapel chimney. We'll see that this evening around between 6 and 7 p.m. local time, when that vote is completed and they burn the ballots. And then tomorrow they'll begin voting in earnest. There'll be two ballots in the morning, and with the smoke going up the chimney, sometime around the noon hour. And then, assuming that nobody has the 89 requisite votes out of 133 cardinal electors, there'll be black smoke again, and we'll have another vote tomorrow afternoon. As you know, as the votes take place, you start getting closer and closer. If prior conclaves are any guide, because we know one person starts to show a little momentum, and so other cardinals get on board, and then by tomorrow afternoon, Friday morning, maybe you start looking for that necessary two-thirds majority. 89 of 133 cardinal electors, the largest number ever in history.
Wow.
It was 115. I looked it up. 115 last time in 2013. There's 133 in there now. So, you know, another 18 cardinal electors that are casting their ballots. And they come from everywhere. This is the most diverse the College of Cardinals ever. Pope Francis created cardinals all over the world. Mm-hmm. You now have more cardinal electors from south of the equator than you have from Europe, which has never happened before. So a whole lot of things different about this conclave, and we're about to find out what impact that has. The thinking is that if there's an early front runner, if we're going to have a quick election, it might be Pietro Parolin, the Italian who has been the number two to Pope Francis since his election. If that doesn't happen, then, you know, things could go a little bit longer.
Gotcha. Well, folks, again, that is Paul Gleiser joining us live from Rome at the Vatican with the Papal Conclave. And his coverage of that, by the way, you can track him, ktbb.com/conclave. Coverage brought to you by Christus Health. Paul, thanks.
Thank you, Jeff. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, sir. KTBB News Time, 7:57.
There are a lot of reasons to own a golf car. You can get around the neighborhood, see friends. A golf car makes a great beach cruiser. It's perfect for light duty on farms and ranches. The same for keeping an eye on things in a large factory or warehouse. And you almost can't run a parade, festival, or outdoor event without a golf car. Oh, and they're great for playing golf. Lots of reasons to own a golf car, but only one best place to get one. Tyler Golf Cars. Tyler Golf Cars is an authorized dealer for Club Car and Evolution Golf Cars. They have a huge inventory in stock, and for expert service and repair, they pick up and deliver. Neighbor, beach bum, farmer, rancher, boss, event planner, or golfer. Tyler Golf Cars has your golf car in stock. Tyler Golf Cars, the best in East Texas for new, used, and rebuilt. Tyler Golf Cars is on West Irwin, two blocks west of Glenwood in Tyler. They're online at tylergolfcars.com. tylergolfcars.com.
Melinda Wink goes the extra mile to shop at East Texas Sewing Center.
Yes, it's worth the trip from Tyler to Longview. Absolutely. I probably go about once a month. I just enjoy going in and seeing what they're doing, what kind of new fabrics they've gotten in. And honestly, I just enjoy going in and seeing the staff.
East Texas Sewing Center provides an extra level of service that you'll never find shopping online.
Patrina's been in the industry for years. She started out as an educator in the sewing industry, and she just has an enormous base of knowledge about sewing, probably more than anybody else I've ever met.
Fabric, thread, patterns, notions, and the top names in sewing machines, Charmin Sewing Center is now East Texas Sewing Center. Same great selection, same great staff. Same location on Judson Road at Johnston Street in Longview. They're online at easttexassewingcenter.com. Open Tuesday through Saturday, East Texas Sewing Center.
KTBB News Time, 7:59 on this Wednesday morning. Melissa, what's coming up in news?
Storm damage reported across East Texas following yesterday's storms. Brayden, how about weather?
A few showers and storms possible today as high temperatures climb to near 80 degrees. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK meteorologist Brayden Seo.
Thank you, sir. Folks, it is 62 degrees right now in Tyler, 64 degrees in Longview. Brayden's complete forecast coming your way just after the top of the hour. Also, as always, great talk shows coming to you. Sean Hannity at 2 o'clock today. Jimmy Failla at 11. On the Glenn Beck Show, the GOP balks at Doge spending cuts. That's right after the local news. Fox News next.
Your only local news radio, 97.5 KTBB-FM, Troop Tyler Longview, KTBB Tyler, and KTBB.com. It's 8 o'clock.